News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for another update to get you set for attending the first Texas A&M home football game in the completely redeveloped Kyle Field. Debbie Hoffman, Texas A&M Transportation Services, with an update on how to get you ready to go for Saturday.
With the world's largest tailgate occurring, we expect areas to be full earlier in the day than usual, and with the excitement around the renovated Kyle Field, we will invite people to plan ahead and expect to arrive early. We do have some changes with prepaid reservations on our parking that can be made available via the Destination Aggieland parking app or through ParkMe or our transportation services website. But because there are more areas available for prepaid parking that can be reserved in advance, the pay-upon-arrival areas are a little bit further out. They'll still have bus service to help people get to the stadium and the areas of the tailgating highlights from those areas, but they are a little bit further out this year.
And are there still spaces available for advanced parking?
There are. Our most popular venue, the West Campus Garage, has sold out for all games, but we have some new venues, which are great. The Southside Parking Garage, Central Campus Garage, Northside Garage. We still have Fan Field, which is out in Research Park, off of Research Parkway and Discovery. Then we have one other area that's called Thin Feather, and that's a great area with bus service. It's a more remote parking area. It's at the intersection of FNB Road and Agronomy Road near out of Thin Feather, but it will have great access after the game to get out of town or away from the stadium area around town.
And for those who are interested in getting a slot in advance, how do they go about making that happen?
There's a few ways. One way is, again, through the free Destination Aggieland app. It's available on iOS through the App Store or by Android and Google Play. It's available from the Transportation Services website or through ParkMe, which has an app, or can be from parkme.com on the website.
Visiting with Debbie Hoffman of Texas A&M Transportation Services, again, getting you ready to go for Saturday at and around Kyle Field. For those who are not wanting to park anywhere close, we want to remind folks of the shuttle, the Get to the Grid, and also some changes involving that.
The Get to the Grid shuttle service still has free parking and point-to-point shuttle service. It runs 3.5 hours prior to kickoff, through the game, and for 1.5 hours after the game ends. And we are excited to announce another new free park-and-ride shuttle service in cooperation with the Downtown Bryan Association. It will be running for 2 hours prior to the kickoff through the game and for 1 hour post-game, and it will pick up on Regent Street at the Clara B. Mounts Public Library.
Which is next door to the parking garage.
That's correct. The surface lots will have free parking, and for someone who may want covered parking in the garage, they'll be offering $5 event parking at that location.
A reminder that all this information is available online, correct?
That's correct. At transport.tamu.edu, and there's a link right off of the main page to the game day information.
We also want to promote the Texas A&M Transportation Services Twitter account for game day parking.
Yes, sir. We have the Twitter account at GetToAggieGame, and it's a great way to stay abreast of which parking lots are full and which are still available throughout the game day.
All right, so one more time, the things that we can have on our smartphone or if somebody has a tablet that they want to keep track of things on Saturday related to parking or the websites and apps that we need to have loaded in advance.
The Destination Aggieland app, free on Android and Apple phones. There's transport.tamu.edu. There is Twitter at GetToAggieGame. And, of course, your radio station.
Thanks again to Debbie Hoffman, Texas A&M Transportation Services, for the game day preview. And, again, reminders where to go online for more information. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.